Hallelujah. Would you grab your swords, please, and go to James chapter 4? Slap your neighbor, tell him this is your day to get free. Yeah. Praise God. James chapter 4. Yeah, God is good all the time. Is everybody there? James chapter 4, starting at verse 1, please. Let's read it together. For where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come for your what? Desires for what? Pleasure that war in your what? Members. So where's the war? It's in your members. You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. In other words, they're asking for something, but they're not practicing the right things to receive. Or the things that they're asking for is nothing but fulfillment of flesh. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously? But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God and resist the devil. Submit to God and resist the devil. You know, this is so profound. The scripture is so awesome. I mean, it's like everything right here. And in this, you know, the word that's in our members, it's called an internal members. We have internal members. And this war in the internal members is against the eternal members. The war of the internal members is warring against the eternal members. And it says, God resists the proud. In other words, pride is an internal member. But he gives grace to the who? The humble. Well, humility or humbleness is an eternal member. So the internal members are members of the world, and the eternal members are the members of eternal life. So submission to the eternal God, or you're submitting to the God of this world. So if you're submitting to God, you are resisting to the devil. If you are not submitting to God, you cannot resist the devil, which means you're submitting to the ruler of this world, who is Satan. And it means you're rebelling against God. You know, there's something really important to understand here. There's a lot of people who do without submitting. So they think that they're doing, but they really haven't submitted. So they're actually doing without submitting. Does everybody understand that? They think, well, I read the Bible, and the Bible says to do this. It says go to the lost. It says be an example and so forth. Yes. But if God isn't sending you to that crack house, if God's not sending you into that bar, if God's not, is everybody with me? If God isn't sending you to somewhere, you're going and doing it without submitting, and you will fall every time. So there's a difference. In other words, when God sends you, you're submitting. There's a lot of people that do a lot of things that are doing, and God will use even the doing. But eventually we'll have to stand before him and be judged by the submitting, not by the doing. There's a difference. See, religion likes to do. Relationship likes to submit. So people justify themselves in how much they do instead of who they submit to. Well, I feed the poor. Well, I do this. Well, I do that. Even the Lord said, many will come before me, right? And say, I did this, 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 and that. But they practiced lawlessness. In other words, they thought that they were doing to gain the favor of God instead of submitting So they were doing things according to God's will of his written word, but not submitting to the person of God. And there is a difference. And there's a tremendous difference. And it is important in this arena that we have this relationship with the Lord, and we begin to acknowledge that there is a war in our members. There's an internal war. There's internal members with eternal members. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you were filled with the Holy Spirit, his character came in you. That's an eternal member. So there's this war within us of internal and eternal. And it's constant. Again, you wake up every morning in the outer court. You have to fight your way into the holy holiest. You have to fight your way into the holy place because of the war. Go to 1 John chapter 2. The war in your members. So he warns us about the friendship with the world. Again, there's got to be an acknowledgement. Sometimes we get so busy and caught up in other things that we lose sight about this war within us. That there's the internal members and eternal members that are at war. And this war that's within us is to either express the character of Christ or express the child of the devil. One or the other. One is going to bring submission and one is going to bring rebellion. And even though it's going to have a form of godliness because of doing according to what is written, but it isn't submitting to go do according to what's written. So in other words, everything is associated with God's time. That's why people get married out of time. People get the wrong job out of time. They go places out of time. They fellowship out of time. All kinds of things. Everything's associated with God's time. And you're not going to know God's time without relationship. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15, do not what? Love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Even if you are born again and filled with the Holy Spirit, do you understand that? But if you're true, listen, you can be filled with, there can be a person sitting next to you. I remember when I was young, last week, and my parents used to tell me things that were beneficial to me. But I was rebellious because I was a child of the devil, even though I was their kid, and they even knew it. They even knew I was a child of the devil. But, you know, they could talk till they were blue in the face. It's like the Holy Spirit speaking to me and you. Well, my parents were speaking to me, telling me what was right and what was wrong, but I choose to rebel. So just because you have the Holy Spirit doesn't mean you're going to obey him. Just because you know the word doesn't mean you're going to submit to God. This is a choice that we make in every decision and everything we do. That's why we must acknowledge and recognize in every area of our life that there is submission and a war in our members. Every day, every place, every decision. Everything we do, the enemy's always trying to sway us to do his will and nullify the will of God. Again, you must and I must, first of all, acknowledge that there is a war going on. If you're ignoring the war, then the internal members are having dominion. Because the one that brings acknowledgement of this war is an eternal member. The Holy Spirit is always telling you there's a war going on. Who told you that? What are you submitting to? It's not my time. Go this way and walk in it. All of these areas is because of the war within us. Verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the what? Flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. These are the three major internal members that you were born with. And they love to associate with demonic activity, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life. But these members you cannot cast out, you must have dominion over. And if you don't take dominion over, they invite their friends for a party. And the world is passing away. So if the world is passing away, are these members going to pass away? Yes. But in the meantime, you got a battle. And the lust of it. But he who what? Does the will of God what? Abides forever. So understand that the will of God is associated with the eternal members, isn't it? The eternal members are always promoting the will of God. The internal members are promoting the will of the devil. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life are internal members. They are natural. They are carnal members. They fight for dominance and control against the eternal members of the eternal realm and the eternal God. So the internal members have connection with the world. The eternal members have connection with the Father. And so the eternal members are of an eternal realm, and the internal members of the natural are of a temporary realm, which is passing away. So in this, we see that God desires to do his will in us and through us instead of the will of man. Now, activation of these members of both realms is stimulated by three major things: a voice, a memory, and fear. They are stimulated by them. Voice or memory or fear. And because of the increase of the stimulus in the world, or what we call demonic activity, like in the area that is stimulated through music, TV, radio, money, lust, things to that degree, it's getting more difficult, isn't it? Listen, your fight is tougher today than it was yesterday. And it'll be tougher tomorrow than it is today. Because more and more demonic activity is being released. The fight is difficult. But the word says he who's in us is greater than he who's in the world. See, so if your inner members, the natural man, the members that was an offspring of darkness, born in darkness, the child of the devil. The word says, he who's in us is greater than he who's in the world. So he who's in me and you, the eternal members in us, is more powerful and stronger and more dominant than the internal members associated with the world, if we're submitting. See, without what you submit to is what you become a slave to. So that's why the word says, submit to God to resist the devil. You are submitting to God to have dominion over those natural internal members that are associated with the ruler of this world, Satan. That's the offspring of darkness. The children that are under wrath. The child of the devil. So in this arena, in me and you, the first thing we must begin to do is begin to be aware of it and acknowledge it. If we're not aware of it, we're not acknowledging it, that means we're submitting to the world again. And the Father, his love is not being expressed through us. The word says, he who's in us is greater than he who's in the world. It says that we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. We are what? More than conquerors. Conquerors over the internal natural members by submitting to God and his ways. Is everybody with me? Praise God. Turn to Psalm 56. Psalm 56. Is everybody there? Let's read this together. Be merciful to me, O God, for what? Man would swallow me up. Now, what's he talking about? What kind of man? The natural man. Fighting what? All day he what? Oppresses me. And what members are these? Internal members. My enemies would hound me all day. For there are many who fight against me, O Most High. Whenever I am what? Afraid I what? Trust in you. Because he knew that fear was going to cause a stimulus. It's going to stimulate or activate the internal members. In God I will what? Praise his word. In God I will put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? All day they what? Twist my words. And their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather together. They hide. They mark my steps. When they lie in wait for my life, shall they escape by iniquity? In anger, cast down the peoples, O God. You number my wandering. Put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book? When I cry out to you, then my enemies will turn back. This I know because God is for me. In God I will what? Praise his word. In the Lord I will praise his word. In God I will put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Vows made to you are binding upon me, O God. I will render praises to you, for you have delivered my soul from death. Have you not kept my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? So even the psalmist here, who David was crying out to the Lord, saying, man, there's a war in my members, man. And I'm knowing something here. I will praise his word. He kept saying, I will praise his word. I will praise his word. There are three major weapons that combat your natural members associated with the old man of lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and pride of life. And these three major weapons are the name of Jesus, the words of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. And these three are wrapped up in his anointing. The anointing which breaks the yoke of bondage and what separates the old man from the new man. And these three, his name, his word, and his blood, are sustained, activated in me and you by praise and worship, which brings the anointing. So everybody got it? They are what? They are sustained by what? Praise and worship. So what you feed gets strong, and what you starve gets weak. Listen, if you can't sustain, you can't expand. If you can't sustain, you can't grow. Same thing with the kingdom. If the kingdom within you cannot sustain the kingdom of God, you can't expand it. You cannot expand what you cannot sustain. Has everybody got this? In 1 John chapter 1. You know, you can get a lot of revelations, but are you sustaining? You can speak in tongues and quote the word, but are you sustaining? Because if you're not sustaining, you're not growing. And if you can't sustain the kingdom that's within you, how do you expect to expand it? War in our members. 1 John chapter 1. Is everybody there? In verse 5. Oh, praise God. Is everybody there? Let's read this together, please. This is the message which we have heard from him and declared to you, that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. I like that end part. At all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we what? Lie and do not practice the what? truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from what? All sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Very important. Fellowship and association will produce activation. What you fellowship with and what you associate is going to cause a stimulate. And it's going to activate an internal or eternal member. By what? Memory, voice, and fear. Memory. Memory of the old. Memories. For every memory, there's a voice, and every voice, there is a memory. And there's also a feeling, an emotion. So you might be walking down to a grocery store and all of a sudden a song comes on and you just went back 20 years. Woo! Now, if that's not severed from you, it can activate. It's trying to activate. See, the world all around you is trying to activate the internal members so that we go back or we don't sustain. You know, I remember when I got freed and delivered and healed, even my family members were waiting for me to fall. You know, they were saying, oh, I'm glad this is working for you. But you know, you really need to do this. You really need to do that. Because they didn't have the understanding that God could set you free. But see, once he sets you free, now we have to maintain and sustain being free. Anybody can get healed and delivered, but to maintain it is the most important thing. So as you sustain, you expand and grow. If you cannot sustain and maintain, you cannot grow. So fellowship and association will produce activation of eternal or internal members by memory, voice, and fear. Again, memories of the past. That's why the word says cast down memories, emotions, imaginations, and create new ones. And the voice, the new voice convicts. The new voice loves. The new voice forgives. But the old voice promotes self. It lies. It deceives. It hates. The new fear is called reverence, respect, and honor. The old fear is loss, fear of death, fear of it's horror, terror, it's fear. So in these, that's why the word says, perfect love casts out all fear. That's why the Lord says, I haven't given you a spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. So when the worldly fear is activated in you, you no longer have love, power, or the mind of Christ is being activated. What it's being activated? The love of the world? That love is being activated. The power of self is being activated. And the carnal mind of lust is being activated. You know, it's pretty wild. I was watching this program and they were talking about this woman that the father ran her over and killed her. And I'm thinking, wow. So I wanted to follow this through. What's going on? And it was called honor killing. And as I began to search and follow this through, I realized that culture or tradition and even certain cultures and traditions, that there are honor killings, but they're actually murders. You know, people involved in organized crime that are brought up, and they're brought up in an area where murdering somebody is a part of business. It's an honor. There are religions that look at the same way. The Muslim belief, in their belief, If their daughter is in fornication or associated with the world or whatever, they believe it's dishonor to them. So by honor, they go murder them. But these are cultures and traditions that are handed down. And in this, many love, but their love is not the love of Christ. It's the love of hate. It's the love of hate. And honor is not respectable in the honor of honoring God, but it's the honor of self. And in this, you know, even in certain religions, they call us infidels, but yet they lie and they cheat and they fornicate themselves, but they don't do it openly. They do it behind closed doors. But again, even in gang members and all kinds of things to that degree, there is what they called an honor among thieves. But God knows it all. So these honor killings are actually murder. And they are activated because they are stimulated by the ways of the world and the cultures of the world. And you must remember that these cultures that were established started at the Tower of Babel. That's where these cultures were established. And they were scattered with different languages. But these cultures were established because of disobedience and rebellion to God. So these cultures are still rebellious to God. That's why we must get loose of these cultures and traditions that have been inherited to us in one way or another. So in these cultures, even though they have an outwardness of godliness, the inwardness is deceptive. It is promoted to cover up truly what is there. There's the fornication. There's the mistreat of women. And they're proud of it. You know, when you would hear people be proud of such murders. You know, when I was in the drug world, when I used to hear about undercover agents being killed, I was joyful. That's one less I had to outwit. But there was a culture of being amongst thieves, trying to outwit those who were trying to catch you. There was a gentleman that we knew that killed 20-something undercover agents. And he went to prison forever. But we spoke about him as a hero. But he wasn't a hero. He was a murderer. And I pray he got saved. I remember after I got saved, I prayed for him. Lord, I looked at that man as somebody who was a hero because of the world I lived in. And the world I live in was associated with a culture that was birthed from the Tower of Babel. And this culture made me connected to the world. And if it was connected to the world, anything connected to the world was ruled under Satan. It's amazing how he manipulates man to kill each other. Whether it be a belief system of religion or a culture of tradition. Because it was not recognized or understood about the members and the fight within us. And then the justification and reasoning of why we do what we do is actually a lie and deception. Because there should be no justification if you're doing something that you're submitting to God. There is no justification. It's just you do it. There isn't looking for pride or I did it. You know, you see all these politicians on TV. I. It's all about I. It's unfortunately that politicians no longer represent people. They represent themselves and their own belief system. It's no longer an honor to be a politician. It's always a concern. It's no longer an honor because nobody trusts them now. They have built a reputation that they lie. They cheat, even our own president. He cheats, he lies. He stands before all the American people. He says one thing and does another because he's trying to promote his own agenda, not the agenda of the will of the people. But that's just the way it is. But we're not under the rule. We're under the eternal rule. That's what separates us from the world, because we don't follow those traditions any longer. Is everybody okay? Praise God. So in this, where you and I begin to acknowledge and recognize these things, we now submit to God to resist the devil and take dominion over the natural members so that the divine nature of God Almighty can be manifested in us and through us. Go to Titus chapter 1. Remember, Satan's greatest weapon is deception. He causes mankind to believe in their traditions and cultures. He even causes them to think if they do good to their culture and they submit to their culture, that they're going to get to heaven. Titus chapter 1. In verse 15. Let's read this together. To the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure, but even their mind and their conscience are defiled. They profess to know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. But as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine, that the old man be sober, reverent, tempered, sound in faith, in love, in patience. The older women likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they admonish the young women to love their husbands and to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. So understand this. This is an area where one respects another. It doesn't mean that a wife is a slave to the husband or a husband a slave to the wife. Hello. And submitting to a husband or submitting to a wife means that both of them are godly. You do not submit to an ungodly husband, nor do you submit to an ungodly wife. So everybody got it. This is not a control factor. This is a submission factor. Submit to God, resist the devil. Submit to God, resist the devil. I've seen so many people that are married and all of a sudden the wife or the husband, oh, they start drinking, they start dipping, they start doing this and they start doing that, and they still want control over each other. You do not submit to ungodliness, you expose it. And you depart from evil. You walk away from it. See, because when that one of the spouses begins to touch unclean things, it affects the other. So in this, that's why we're to expose those things. And to repent means to turn from these things. So you must be careful of what's stimulating you. What's, because these stimulants will activate these members. Search the root out. Rip it out. Destroy it. Loose yourself from it. Hallelujah. And verse 6, likewise, exhort the young men to be sober-minded in all things, showing yourself to be a pattern of good works and doctrine, showing integrity, reverence, incorruptibility, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that one who is an appointant may what? Be ashamed. Having what? Nothing evil to say of you. Exhort bondservants to be obedient to their own masters. In other words, at work, you're a bondservant. To be well-pleasing in all things, not answering back. Woo. Not what? Answering back. Oh, not pilfering, which means thieving. But showing all fidelity, which means honesty, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. That's where it's so important that you are honest with yourself. You are honest with your motives. You are honest with your emotions. You are honest with your thoughts. You are honest with your decisions. You are honest in everything you do. You keep God before you, and knowing that you are answering to Him immediately in whatever decision you're getting ready to make. Amen? Praise God. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should what? Live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for Himself His own special people, zealous for good works. Speak these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority, and let no one despise you. Wow. Sustained. So we sustain ourselves again. We sustain these areas. It says, with what? Praise and worship, right? Sustaining. So you're sustaining with the major weapons of His name, His word, and His blood, which again is in the anointing, to expand. Now, sustaining and expanding are two different things. One of the areas that we expand is by binding and loosening. Why? Because you're binding spirits and removing them. Does everybody got it? See, so expansion comes with binding and loosening. Sustaining comes with His name, His word, and His blood. Not that they can't be utilized also for expanding. But to remove things, you must bind them. You must bind them. Now, you can call fire down on every area and destroy it. Yeah. But there is that area where the keys are used to expand and the major weapons are used to sustain. Go to Mark 16. And Jesus said, "And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Mark 16. So again, sustaining is used with His name, His word, and His blood. And those are sustained by praise and worship, because it sustains the anointing, which breaks the yoke. And expanding is done by the keys of the kingdom, by casting out, binding and loosening. And Mark 16:16, and it says, "He who believes and is baptized will be what? Saved, but he who does not believe will be what? Condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe," which means to follow. "In my name they'll what? Cast out demons." Are they expanding? Yes. But wait a minute. Are they sustaining? Yeah. "In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will" what? "Recover." Recover. Now, again, somebody might go out and do this, but God didn't send them. God will still honor His word, you know, because His word does not return void. But eventually they'll have to stand before God to see if they're truly sustaining. Because He said many will cast out demons. Say they cast out demons. Many say they lay hands on the sick and so forth. And the Lord says, "I don't know you because you practice lawlessness." So an individual that mistreats their spouse one way or another, an individual that lies, an individual that cheats, an individual that fornicates, an individual that's not sustaining the Christ character and a divine nature will be judged. And it'll be either be judged according to the ways of the world and the righteousness of Christ. See, because the will of God is to practice righteousness, isn't it? Again, the will of God is to practice righteousness. If you're not practicing righteousness, you are not doing the will of God. And so if you're not practicing righteousness, are you sustaining? No. If you're justifying the things that you're doing that are unclean, are you sustaining? No. No. So there's something lacking there, isn't there? And what's lacking is the presence of God, which sustains us and maintains the area to activate those weapons to sustain us, which is His name, His word, and His blood. It is important that we begin to acknowledge that the war is in your members. And there's an internal and eternal member. One is for the will of God and one is for the will of Satan. You sustain by using the weapons of God. You expand by using the keys. If you're not sustaining, you're not growing. It's impossible. You're either going backwards or going forwards. So in this, we become submissive to God. We resist the devil. So what happens is we now grab hold of an area where we hate evil. There's a hatred for evil. A hatred for evil is established and righteous anger is expressed. Again, a hatred for evil is established and a righteous anger is expressed, but this righteous anger is in love. It's not in flesh. It's in spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Wars. The war in our members. This is where people begin to blame everything outwardly.
Well, you made me do it.
Remember what happened to Adam and Eve and the serpent? Eve deceived Adam, right? The Lord goes to Eve and says, yo, what happened? She said, the serpent deceived me. She blamed the serpent when she shouldn't have been fellowshipping with him. Association, fellowship. Then the Lord goes to Adam and says, what happened? He says, well, my wife deceived me. What'd you give me that woman for? I didn't ask for her. What'd you do? You put me to sleep and you pulled her out. It's not my fault. I had no say in this at all. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Adam, how long can you tread water? Praise God. In verse 11. O Corinthians, we've spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections, your own desires, your internal members. Now in return for the same, I speak as to children, you also be open. Do not be what? Unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship is righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion is light with darkness? And what accord is Christ with Belial? And what part is a believer with an unbeliever? And what accord is the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, and as God has said, I will dwell with them, I will walk with them, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. If you come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I'll be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, and perfecting holiness in the what? Fear of God, which is reverence, respect, and honor. These desires are motivated. They are activated, they are stimulated by memories, a voice, and fear, because they are internal. Internal. That's why it takes separation, sanctification, so that you can expand. So that you're sustaining. If you're sustaining, you're expanding. If you're not sustaining, you're going backwards. That's what the Lord spoke about the 10 virgins. 5 were wise and 5 were stupid. 5 sustained and stayed filled. The other ones thought they were okay because of what they did, not what they're doing. See, sustaining means you're submitting and resisting now. It's not what you submitted and resisted yesterday. Today's a new day. Are you submitting to God and resisting the devil in every decision and everything you're doing by acknowledging and recognizing that there's a war in your members trying to cause you to make the decision of rebellion? So there are the wise virgins and the foolish virgins. In Titus 3, and I'm going to close here. In verse 1, sustain and expand. You sustain the major weapons of God, you expand with the keys. And these things cannot be brought forth without the anointing. So what sustains your weapons is the anointing of Christ. And that's sustained by praise and worship. In verse 1, remind them to be subject to the rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all what? Humility, because God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice, envy, hateful, and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the what? Holy Spirit, which is the what? The anointing, whom He poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by His grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly. Why? Because there's a constant war that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain or sustain not only good works, but the weapons of God. These things are good and profitable to men. Again, we must recognize the area that there's war in our members. Every day, the enemy's trying to sway us to submit to the natural man, to nullify the supernatural man, the divine nature of God. The weapons, His name, His word, and His blood sustain. The keys in the kingdom expand, binding and loosening. These are all sustained in the anointing. But again, you're not going to recognize these things if you're more stimulated by the things of the world than by the things of God. Important. Your fight today was worse, harder than yesterday. And I guarantee you your fight tomorrow will be harder than today. So you must sustain that presence, that relationship. When you find yourself justifying, compromising, and reasoning for touching something unclean, you know you're out of order. You know it. And the members of the carnal nature are now taking dominion. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank You for Your word. We are honored and blessed. We don't want to be a people that just do without submitting, Lord. Help us. Strengthen us. Grant us the clarity, discernment, and sensitivity to know the war that's within, that we may submit to You and resist the devil in everything we do, and bring glory to Your name, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.